What up, guys? Nick here. Good morning. Good Friday morning to all of you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Freedom Fridays. I want to greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And as we start the show, always, today is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So, guys, I hope you guys are really having an awesome day. It's really, really nice out here. Right now, it's really bright. It's been really hot these days. And I really can't tell you enough how interesting it's been to, you know, having to run around and do different things, you know, when it's 106 degrees outside on some days. So, you know, I'm thankful to God that I'm able to stay cool, stay, you know, hydrated and stay inside, so I indulge you to do so and to be as safe as possible out there. But in today's show, I wanted to talk about honestly one of my favorite topics, and that is perception. I say all the time that your perception is your reality. And it's such a fundamental concept, so I felt the need in this particular show to go ahead and dive into that today. So take some good notes, and I know that you guys are going to enjoy this, whether you're watching on YouTube or you're watching this on Facebook or you're listening to this on Anchor. Please go check out the podcast if you missed today's show, if you missed the live broadcast. So you can always catch that on either YouTube or on the Anchor app, and it's a free app that you can download. So let's dive into today's topic. So perception. So one of, you know, the more wider known concepts in motivational speaking and, you know, kind of that arena is mindset. And a couple years back, I was part of a company called Primerica Financial Services, and that's where I literally spent most of my time in that season of my life. Love the company. In season in my life, really getting trained and, you know, so to speak, marinated in the concept of mindset and how important it is to change the way you think about yourself and the world around you, because, you know, that basically shapes what you do, because your thoughts shape your actions. And if you don't know that, I'm telling you, it's fact that the things that you think about, the things that you dwell on, the way that you see yourself is, more importantly, what shapes who you become and how you gain confidence in this world to do the things that you set out to do. So a lot of mindset comes from very many different places, and I'm not going to be able to get into all of them today, but we want to stick to some of the main ones. And I'm sorry, guys, it's a little moist in here, so forgive me. But honestly, of the perceptions that, of the mindset, you know, that you could have, that's usually derived from the people that you surround yourself with, the things that you allow to be taken into you via your eye gates, your ear gates, you know, your heart, things like that, what you take in, and also what you've been told and how you've been raised. So, you know, it's very hard to say that one comes from just one place, one of those aspects, but every one of those that I've named so far has to do with how you view yourself and your perception of yourself and your world and your worldview. And I just wanted to get some scriptural based for perception. In Proverbs 23 verse 7, it simply says, and it's something that's quoted a lot in motivation, the motivational speaking arena. It's something that's quoted a whole lot. It says, for it's Proverbs 23 verse 7, it says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And it goes on to say, eat and drink, saith he to thee, but in his heart he's not with thee. And I was reading that this morning prepping for the show, and I really thought about what that second part has to do with. And it also has to do with the fact that what that necessarily means is that when it says eat and drink with thee, it really says about people putting on. And that's the other side to the coin of mindset, but it has a lot to do with it, is that people will present themselves as one thing, but they're actually another. And everybody has the tendency to do that, because for whatever reason, we're not comfortable with how we're presenting ourselves. We're not comfortable with people seeing us for the real us. But the main point is that we are sometimes afraid to let people see us for who we truly are. And it fuels that pursuit of, you know, who do people need me to be? And if you live life like that, you can get trapped in this, again, perception that you need to be something or someone for whoever it is, be it your family, your friends, or whoever. But when you talk about, you know, having the right mindset, what is the right mindset? In my opinion, the right mindset is a godly mindset, because if you ask the Holy Spirit to lead you in how you should comport yourself, how you should be in this world, how you should interact with people, there's very, very little error unless you start involving yourself, when you start trusting in your own judgment. That's why the Bible says, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. So not trusting in your own judgment is a very key thing into figuring out what is the right mindset. Now, talking about success and, you know, financial independence and things like that, we talk about a lot about that on Freedom Fridays, but you can't even talk about getting into the arena of financial success or anything to do with wealth principles unless you understand this fundamental concept of perception and perception of self and mindset. Another thing I say all the time is that if you do not have the right mindset, money will flow through your hands like sand. You'll get some, you might even get a lot, but it'll never stay in your hands for very long because you have a mindset that's not conducive to get to not just getting money, but keeping money. Because a fundamental thing is, it's not about how much you make. People get caught up in hourly salary, even just compensation, like you get paid based on what you do. Even when you're getting paid as a business owner, you can get focused on just what you're doing and stuff like that, and that paying you for what you're doing, and you're getting paid what you're worth, which is the goal. But your mindset is still wrong. Your the way you think about money, the way you think about how you should use money, the way that you think about how you spend money, you know, just in for recreation or for business, it's not in a correct light that would be conducive to your financial success. And you have to understand the importance of mindset. when you're really thinking about if you want to have longevity, not just in money or in finance, but in life, in success, in family relationships, in everything, spirituality, your walk with God, you have to change the way you think. Because if you don't change the way you think, you will wither off and not be fulfilled as you possibly can in your relationships, not only with your family and your friends, but also you will not have the right connection with God because your mindset about Him is wrong. And I am not here to tell you, especially with your relationship with God, what's the correct mindset to have. Only He can guide you, and only Jesus Christ can guide you and to tell you how your relationship is or should be with Him. Because again, it's a relationship, it's a personal, intimate connection that you have, just like you have with your husband, with your wife, with your girlfriend, with your boyfriend, or whoever it is. You know, you just the same way you and your significant other will define the parameters of your relationship. It's the very same thing with your relationship with God and your other relationships as well. You have to know that you deal with different interpersonal relationships differently depending on who is across from you. So you have to understand first how you see yourself. What are some of the things that you think you can't do? And the reason why I start with that first is that human nature, we tend to think negatively. The Bible says we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and which means is that we were born in a mindset of negativity, not just addressing sin, but separation from God, it's sin, but you know, addressing what those things mean. When you begin to separate from God, you're talking about negativity for one, in one aspect. So we're born, you don't have to teach kids to be mean. You don't have to teach kids to not be selfish. You don't have to teach kids that. It's inherent in our personalities. What you have to teach kids at an early age is how to be kind, how to share, how to love, and things like that. You have to learn that. Obviously, you can have a more profound effect if you emphasize the lesson, whatever lesson it is, when you're teaching your kids. But as humans, we are predisposed to negativity. We're predisposed to thinking down about ourselves even. And that's why I asked, how do you see yourself? How do you think about you? What are some of the things that you mentally hold yourself back from doing? What do you say, I can't do? See, the Bible says that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If you honestly believe that, if you honestly believe that you are capable, not just in strength, but capable mentally, because that's where it begins. It begins in your mind. You first have to get it in your mind before you can actually do it. Let me give you a simple example. Me, I have trouble with stairs, and not a whole lot of trouble, but still. And even like high step up, like step ups or stairs or whatever it is. Like I said, you know, steps up basically. And I know I'm not the only one. If I'm standing in front of a landing or a step that's a little high, and I don't think in here that I can do it, guess what? It's gonna be a minute till I get up there. And it's until I decide that I can make it up there and I can make it safe without falling on my butt, is that it actually happens. But that happens so fast, and a lot of us think about moments like that we are not sure if you're able to jump over something, or you're not sure if you're able to lean over something or reach down for something. You first have to see it in your mind. Scientifically, that's how your body works. Your brain sends the signal to your body part, and your body part executes that action. It's an actual signal that's sent from your brain. So why would it be any different in an intangible kind of way? If that's how it works, if you pick up your phone, that's how it works. Your mind has to send the signal to your hand to pick up your phone like this, to even turn your phone or to do any single action. Your mind actually has to send that signal to that body part to be able to get it done. And a lot of the things that we take for granted physically, doing physically, breathing, reaching for something, getting, standing up, sitting down. Let's take a look at sitting down. I'm sitting in a chair right now. When I sit in a chair, like most of you think about this, if you're sitting in a chair, you don't think usually that you sitting in a chair would be a problem. You don't think about possibly falling down. You don't think about what it might mean if you went to put your butt on the seat and it not work, unless you know ahead of time that chair is not sturdy. That's the only reason you begin to question it. But most times you go sit down, you just go sit down. You sit down with all your weight. You don't sit down having your hands below you trying to secure and ensure and make sure that you stay up with your hands while you're sitting on the seat. You don't sit like that. You just sit down. It's like that in life, that you have to first understand and hear mentally and emotionally that you can do whatever it is that you set out to do, whatever goal that you have, you can do that. But it's up to how you see it inside your mind. And this is why reading helps to boost your mindset. And a lot of things that I do, me personally, because I can only speak for me, and my family, I do this on a regular basis, is I do little things every now and again to raise my lid. John Maxwell talks about in the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, of the law of the lid and raising your lid and what that means. And how you effectively do that, an actionable step, is doing something that I do all the time, which is go to whatever goal you have, whatever aspiration you have, go to that. Whether it's getting a home, you go to the house, or go to new homes, and go take a tour. Go take a tour. A lot of these home companies, like a home company near us here, they do open home tours where you see the furnished house and you get to look. And what that does, you go in there and you take the tour and you get to see what the home is like. Imagine what you're going to have in the home. And you're not just focused on the stuff, and it's not like you're being materialistic, but you're getting your brain set. You're getting your mind set to the tune of what you would like your home to be. And the more you meditate on that, the more you focus on it, the more your body and your thoughts will instinctively work towards creating that. Because again, you know, such as a man thinketh, so is he. But you also have to remember that you're not just what you think, it's the way you think. The way you think, because people can have experiences, but one may perceive the experience different than another. Even more of an example, you go to the house, that open house where they show these brand new homes. One person will go in there and they'll see the house and they'll think about, wow, I would love to have a master bedroom, period. I'd love to have a master bedroom this big. I'd love to have a kitchen this big. This is a really nice center table. This is a really nice foyer. This is a really nice basement. Like, I love wood molding. I love contemporary sinks. I just love the way this looks. And imagine what it means to have a whirlpool tub in your bathroom and the standing shower. Yes, you can have your cake and eat it too. You know, you'll have that one person that walks into the house and sees all the possibilities and sees what they can have. But then you have another person walking in right behind them, and they will see, wow, that, you know, how much does these fixtures cost? Like, you know, these contemporary sinks, this must be expensive. This granite island that's in here, it must be expensive, so I can't afford that. How can I possibly afford that? You know, how can I afford to have a stand-up shower and a whirlpool tub and a jacuzzi? I don't make that much. How do I afford that? But the thing about the difference between one versus the other is how their perception is. One sees the experience for everything it could be and everything they could have one day. And they have a date. They have a date set that they want, that they want that goal to be achieved. And when you think about life in that way, as in possibilities, what can be done? And what can be not just realistically done, but what can be done, period. You have to stretch your imagination. You have to stretch your mindset. And by going to do these things, going to the dealership and driving your favorite car just because. I mean, yeah, there are certain dealerships that, like, I learned very quickly that if you go to, like, a Cadillac dealership, especially if you choose a higher end Cadillac, you have to give them, so you got to give them your insurance, because they want to know if you take that car out, you're going to be able to pay for it or have it paid for if something goes wrong. So honestly, this act of just going to the dealership and driving a Cadillac because you love Cadillacs, you know, It's a way of opening up your mind and seeing what the possibility could be. And honestly, what do you guys think of doing something like that? Do you really think that it affects the way you see your world when you drive your favorite car, or you go to the restaurant that you dream of owning, or you go to an apartment building or a business that you want to one day own, or you want to one day have ownership in? You know, how do you feel? Do you feel like that has a profound effect on your mindset? Put a one in the comments if you do. If you believe that doing things like that can open up your mindset. Something as simple as trying new food, right? Because there's a lot of, in Northern Virginia, there's a lot of different places you can go to from different cultures. So one of the things that I've done over the years is try to sample new cuisine. And you just imagine what it would be like to go to the country that you're sampling. You might be in your neighborhood, but you go out and you sample different cuisine, and you imagine what it's like for those people in that culture. What it's like to be sitting in Thailand having their cuisine. What it's like to be sitting in Hong Kong having kimchi, or what it's like to be sitting in the grill having some good jerk chicken, or sitting in Trinidad and Tobago in Las Cuevas, or in Manzanilla Beach, or, you know, just on the island having some bacon shark. What is it like? And you start to open yourself up to the possibility of being able to do that and to accomplish those things. Because here's the thing, is that people don't realize how freeing that is, because a closed mindset is a closed existence. If you don't have an open mindset to believe in what could be, and this draws on the concept of faith, because the definition of faith is the substance of things hope for, but the evidence of things not seen. The substance of things hope for, right? When it says hope for, it means that you desire it. It means that you set a goal for it. You want to accomplish it by a certain date, but it's not seen. And living in a faith mindset, trust me when I tell you, it looks crazy to the status quo, to society on a whole. It looks crazy to live that way because you believe that you can achieve something and you don't see it yet. I've been in business with several people and they tell me all the time that, you know, that it's hard to literally force that thing into reality. But that's essentially what you do. You believe that you're gonna get that next promotion. You believe that you're gonna go out there this month and do the biggest numbers you've ever done in whatever business it is you are. And you don't see it yet. It's the first week of the month and you don't know where your next client will come from, but you have faith. And people will look at you in your family, in your circle, and they'll look at you and say, man, you know, things have been a little slow for you. What are you gonna do? And how you respond to that question dictates how your temperature, your mental temperature, will persist throughout the month. But if you don't have the mindset that, hey, regardless of how things appear right in this moment, it doesn't dictate how the month is going to end. What you do will dictate how your month is going to end. And how you change what you do is how you change how you think about what you're going to do. So when people ask you, hey, you know, things have been kind of slow, you know, what are you going to do? You simply say to them, the same thing I've always been doing, having faith and trusting in God that He will provide. So because another thing that blows me away is just looking at nature. Me and my wife were talking about this couple days ago because we like watching nature programs and stuff like that, and you know, just looking and admiring how nature is fundamentally set up, that it takes care of itself and sustains itself. If you look at birds, you don't see birds praying. You don't hear birds praying to God to say, hey God, I need a worm, or I need whatever. Their food is, they don't pray to eat, to get food to eat, but they know that they will get something to eat, and they go out there and they get it. See, before they can even leave to go out there and get it, they know inherently that something will be provided. But not because you know that something will be provided, it doesn't absolve you from doing the work. And knowing that something will be provided enables you, and it empowers you to know that it will be provided. So, you know, that just astounds me that, you know, the animals of this earth, the insects of this earth, they don't second guess it. Can I do it? Inherently, and you know, it's a human trait to second guess. It's a human trait to make it larger than life when you second guess yourself. And it's normal that everyone does it. But what's not normal is the reaction that you get from person to person. Because I don't care if people in your family have told you all your life that you're not smart or you're not stupid, because it's been in our culture as human culture that even you would tell people, depending on the part of the world you're from or whatever it is, you would be told basically, you know, that you're stupid all the time. And in the American culture, they joke about it like it's nothing. Like, oh man, you're so stupid. I can't believe you said that. Even joking, like somebody makes you laugh and they're really hysterical. First thing out of people's mouth these days is, you're so stupid. You know, it's like, no, you have to realize that your words and the words that are around you, more importantly, shape your mindset. You have to be very careful of the things that you say and the things that people speak over you. And here's another free tip. Not everything that you're doing, that you're working on, is something that you need to share with everybody. Obviously, there are people in your inner circle that you share things with, and there's friends and family members that you share things with. But honestly, let me tell you that not because people love you means that they speak the best things over you that they can. And sometimes they do it without even thinking about it. It's not to say that they always have malicious intent, but, you know, they can inherently speak based on their own fear, based on their own doubt, based on their own perception of themselves. Another thing about mindset is that it can be projected onto you by other people. And like I was just talking about, the people that love you, it doesn't mean that they don't love you or they don't care about you, but they can project the mindset that they have about themselves and their ability onto you. So, like, let's say you're not known for being the businessman or the business owner or the singer or whatever it is, or an actor or whatever you aspire to be. People in your circle, they don't know you as that. They know you as the person they know you as. And more importantly, if they're not what you're seeking to become, they will tell you consistently that in different ways how it's not going to happen for you, how it's not gonna work. And this is another thing that gets me. Let's be realistic. Here's the thing. Reality is relative. Just like we're talking about, our main topic is your perception is your reality, not someone else's. Because let me tell you something, people who have done things before, it's just second nature to assume that when somebody else comes to them about wanting to do that very same thing, they're gonna be like, oh yeah, that's easy. Oh yeah, go ahead, you could do that. Anybody could do that. It's like using a smartphone. There are people out here that will look at this thing and go, you know what? I don't do smartphones because they're too complicated. I know I feel like that about iPhone, but you know, that's a whole nother story. Sorry, Apple people. But you know, smartphones are more complicated to other people than they are to some others. And if somebody that's never had a smartphone and say, hey, you know, do you think I should get the Samsung Galaxy S10 or the S9? Because I don't really know. I've never used a smartphone like that. You know, I don't know how to send a multimedia text message. It's like, okay, you know, if somebody looks at you like says that now, it's like, man, you don't know how to send a text with a picture? Like, it's easy. Go ahead and do that. But you turn around and tell somebody that I want to be an engineer, and you've never been an engineer all your life, and you're at a certain age where you're not in school anymore, you know, or you're kind of past the timing of schooling. If people think so, you know, then people are more disposed to be like, oh no, you can't do that because that takes a lot of work. And people think about that stuff and go, you know, it takes a lot to be an engineer. It takes a lot to be an actor. You gotta go to classes, and you gotta practice. And I don't think I want to do that. But they're talking to you. They're talking to you about what you're trying to do, but they're thinking in their mind that it's this big undertaking, that it's this mountain that they can't climb. So they tell you not to climb it. If you get a chance, go to youtube.com after this video, and if you're watching this on YouTube, don't click off the video and go watch it. After this video, go and search on YouTube, Steve Harvey flea video. And it should come up where Steve Harvey talks about the mentality of based on the story of these fleas that he told about, that basically a flea has a certain vertical leap. And most people in basketball can understand that concept, the ability, how high you can jump and things like that. They are born with a certain vertical leap, but they're, as they've learned, if you put a flea into a jar, into a container, they will inherently develop a new mindset. Why? Because every time they jump, and if the container that they're in is not at the height of what they're able to jump at when they're born, if it's shorter than that, their mentality will be shifted to only jump as high as they can. And then each generation after that, it basically will conform to the new mindset. But it doesn't mean as fleas, that they have the ability to jump as high as they are capable of jumping. See, that's the difference in how mindset can change. So it's important that the unspoken thing here in this section is that you have to protect your mindset. Protect it like you protect your family, like you protect your home, like you protect your heart. Protect your mindset and how you do that is basically by watching who you allow to speak into you and who you allow to be in your company. It doesn't mean that they don't, you know, they don't deserve your company or you don't want to hang out with them because they're bad people. No, you're just protecting the way you see your world, because every bit of that is determined on how you become. It also says, it's also a common concept that you are a section of your environment. So the Bible also talks about bad company corrupting good character. And it doesn't matter how strong of a person you are. It doesn't matter how diligent of a person you are. If you hang around a certain kind of people, whatever kind of people that is, good, bad, or indifferent, you will become that type and you will conform to that mindset. So let me make this clear. I'm not saying that one person is bad or one sect of people is bad, but the mentality is what's different, is what can make the difference between your success and your failure. See, when you have, let's take money and finance for a second. If you have a broke mindset, it doesn't matter what job you have, what business you work for, what partnerships you develop in business, you will always be broke, because your subconscious will search for ways to lose the money. Your subconscious will look for ways for you to frivolously spend money and for you to make bad investments, because you are inherently drawn to being broke. See, broke is not a condition, it's a mindset. See, you can have a person with money that is broke because they're broke mentally. How is it that a businessman or a businesswoman can get into something, make tons of money, lose all that money because of one bad decision? I'm not saying bad decisions don't happen. You make a bad decision, you lose a whole chunk of money, But then they bounce right back and they end up making more money than they had previously. How does that happen? It's not just because of who they know, it's what they know and what they perceive about not only themselves or what their abilities are, but the world in front of them. They'll bounce back because they know if I did it once, it can be done again. If God can make a way for it to be done once, it can be done again. And that's what you have to remember, is that the way you think about it will determine if you can do it. If you set your heart on doing something, you first have to see it. A common societal concept is that believing is seeing. Okay, so when you show me, then I'll believe it. That's the human concept. When you show me, then I'll believe it. Actually, it's supposed to be the other way around. You believe it first before you see it. That's how it has to be, because if you don't, let me tell you something. If you don't believe in what you set out to do, it's never going to happen. Because of the fact of you don't believe it. Other people can believe in you how much ever you want to. Think about a sporting event. You're at a basketball game and you're watching. You ever heard of the home court advantage? Power forward that's sitting there at the line, top of the key, making foul shots. Why is it that the opposite team, that's not the home team, will feel a certain way and feel a certain pressure when even, you know, they have all the fans in the arena booing them or trying to distract them? And why is it that the home team, why does a home advantage even a real thing? Because of the power of mindset. And why would you have certain people that's not of the home team that are able to still come through in the clutch even when they have people booing them or people yelling stuff at them to distract them? Why did they still make that shot? Because of this. It doesn't matter if 70,000 people believe if you can or you can't do something. The number of people believing in you is not the concept that you focus on. What you focus on and what makes the difference is when you start to believe in you. That's the catalyst to accomplishing whatever it is you set out to accomplish, because stuff doesn't move until you believe you can move it. It's as simple as that. It's never going to change. Your life is never going to change unless you know. Not your family, not your friends, not your wife, not your husband. They can believe in you. They will root for you. They will pray for you. They will believe for you. But until you believe it yourself, that's when a difference maker will happen. When you believe that, when it enters into your heart that it can be done and you see it being done in your mind and you believe it in your heart, then the 70,000 people, then your friends and family members, your husband, your wife, your children, then that emotion, that belief, that resolve in them empowers you, because you believe that you can do it, and along with them jeering you on and you believing that God can make a way for you to do it, that's when the magic happens. And that's the power of mindset. That's the power that it can give you But you can only, and let me say this, and let me be clear, because I don't mince words when it comes to my relationship with God. And those of you who follow me know that I fundamentally believe that you cannot adjust your mindset to what it's supposed to be, to what it was designed to be, unless you seek God first, unless you establish a intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. It just doesn't happen, because God is the one who designed you. You wouldn't go to someone. If you're talking about a computer, you wouldn't take an HP computer to a Dell facility to get it fixed. You wouldn't do that. Yeah, I know it literally, you have Geek Squad and all those things like that, but if you have to take a product or something to find out what its purpose is, to find out how to fix it, to find out how to get it to effectively and efficiently operate, you will not get better advice than going to the manufacturer. You will not get better advice than going to the person who designed it in the first place, because not only will they give you how it should properly function, but they can give you what their what their personal vision was for that particular thing, right? That's what you will get, and that's the difference between you going to God and seeking a relationship through Jesus Christ with God and you going to anywhere else to find out about you and to and how to change your mindset. So I believe that the most effective way, the best place to start to change your mindset, is to establish a relationship, an intimate relationship with your Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, because there's no other way. Jesus Christ is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. No one comes to God but through him. No one. And the best way for you to do that is simply acknowledging that you don't know. See, a lot of what gets people in trouble in every area of life is thinking they know. And thinking they know everything in it there is to know about any given thing. That's what gets them into problems. Whenever you approach a situation, any situation, knowing that you don't know and that you can learn. Being a student and having a student mindset of always learning, always growing, always getting better is how you win, not just in business, not just in money, but in life. That's how you win, is by knowing that you don't know and seeking the face of God for how you are to go about doing anything. Like I said before, in the Bible it says, acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your path. See, by acknowledging and submitting to him, he can tell you better than anyone can about how to go about doing something, how to avoid certain obstacles. And the Bible also says, my sheep know my voice. And this is the thing that you have to understand about having an intimate relationship with God, and how that can affect your mindset and how that can affect the way things go for you, is that you'll be able to hear him the more you spend time with him. It's just like any other relationship. Why can you pick out your mother's voice or your father's voice in a crowd of people when you hear it loud enough, because you're close enough to them to be able to hear them, right? How do you pick that person's voice out? How do you know when you go pick up your child at school or a daycare or whatever it is, and you can know instinctively that's your child crying or that's not my child crying, because you spend time with them, because you are always around them, because you make it your business to learn them and to have that intimate connection with them. That's how you know. And his direction, his leading is so important, even more so than your own mindset. That is the root of how mindset is born. That's the root of how your mindset comes about. It's because it's grounded and rooted in God, because He designed you. He knew why He designed you. He knows your purpose for designing you. And He knows what works and what doesn't work for the person that He built you to be. So the best way to change your mindset is first establishing that connection. It doesn't matter where the state of your life is now. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. All you have to understand and acknowledge and come to the realization is that I don't know. And because you don't know, you realize that your life up to this point has been one way. And knowing in your heart that He can change it is your first step. And believing in your heart that He can change it. Because He died for you. Jesus Christ died for every last one of us. And He died for the fact that we are able to change through His power. We are able, once we acknowledge Him for who He is able to change us. Fundamentally, see, the awesome thing about being human among other beings on this earth, other, you know, species on this earth, is that we have the power to become something else. We have the power. If you start in a third world country and you start in a poor community, you start oppressed, abused, and neglected, you can become anything. As a human being, we have that capacity to change. We have that capacity to become more. But it doesn't start unless you know and that you come to the realization that God meant you to be more. And how you graduate to that elevated status is through Him and through Him alone. So that's where your mindset comes from. And doing things like reading God's word and reading books that uplift you spiritually, that uplift you inspirationally, and hanging around people of a similar mindset. You want to become successful, hang out with successful people that love God, that believe in Him, that acknowledge Him. That's one of the best things you could do, is surround yourself in the environment that you want to see yourself grow to, and continue to seek His face to tell you who to hang out with, who to give a little time on their own, to separate yourself, right? Seek His face to find out when are those moments that you need to spend time with certain people, to talk to certain people about certain things, because the Bible also talks about wise counsel. And you want to know who will provide you that wise counsel. And the Holy Spirit will tell you who to seek for wise counsel. All you have to do is acknowledge Him. And He'll direct you. He'll tell you where to go. He'll tell you what to do. So the importance of mindset, and I know a lot of people, you know, they want to hear the grandstand presentation, and they want to hear the trick of the trade, and they want to hear the tools that they can use and things like that to overcome and things like that. It starts with perception. Everything starts with perception. And how you think about yourself, how you think about the world that you live in, and the world that you live, you are a part of, it defines and it shapes and it molds who or what you do, and that's who you will become. So in order to fundamentally change your mindset, is by acknowledging that you need that change. That's a very vital step in mindset, is knowing that your mindset needs to change on a daily basis. Your mindset needs to change. If you're not changing, if you're not growing, you're dying. Life is change. Life is growth. Everything on this planet grows. We as human beings, we have the capacity, not just for physical growth, but for mental growth, for spiritual growth, for growth of every kind. It's just up to you what kind, what time, and how you choose to grow. So, I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you so much for being with me today. Thank you so much for giving me a cross section of your Friday. I hope this was a blessing to you. I hope it ministered to you. I hope it motivated you. Please share this video with someone that you know needs to hear this, because this is something that's so powerful. It's such a powerful concept that if more people got the concept, that they would be able to in turn live the life that God wants them and intended them to live. You can follow me, if you can see in the description. You can follow me on my public figure page, on Facebook, on my fan page, at Mr. Millionaire Insight. Also on IG by the same handle, at Mr. Millionaire Insight. And on YouTube, with the handle Millionaire Insight, the number 4 and the word life. On youtube.com, you can check out my content on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe and turn on notifications so you never miss another live. And when this live goes off on Facebook, make sure you go to my profile and click following and then click see first so you always catch the content. For those of you who have been following me, know that I've started the Freedom Friday podcast. If you're not able to catch the live Facebook show on Fridays, you're more than welcome to download the Anchor app, from your computer, or you can do it on your phone. It's a free app that you can do on your phone, and you can listen to. You got earbuds, plug them in, and just listen to it. You could check that out. I try to upload every single week, so forgive me. I had a couple things going on, so I had to do a few things, so I wasn't able to upload the last couple weeks, but I do my best to upload every single week, so you guys have something on either one of those platforms, so you can get your dose of Freedom Friday. So make sure when you do listen to the podcast on Anchor, make sure that you're able to favorite it. You have to hit the star button, and so you'll be notified whenever I upload a new podcast. And I usually upload Freedom Fridays the day after I do the live show on Facebook. So if you're able to go and listen to it again, because I know that this was definitely something that can be a great help and can be a great tool for you guys. So thank you as always for everybody who joined in the comments. I noticed and I saw the comments was blowing up, so I thank you, every last one of you who commented. I'll definitely be checking the comments, so keep the conversation going. I always like to follow the comments on Facebook and on YouTube, so make sure you do drop a comment, you do hit like, and you do share this video. And I appreciate all the love and every person that's watching here right now. And I pray that God continue to bless you, and that He continue to keep you, and that He will continue to watch over your families and keep you safe, and that He will have the best outcome for you, and that you will draw closer to Him. All right? Until next time, guys, live life, love God. See you when I see you.